Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Thank you for joining me today on Pro-Life Perspective as we continue our discussion about common rhetoric and smokescreens used in the abortion debate. We've all come across them. We've all been told that abortion is a choice. It's private. It's not for you or me to say what someone else does with their body. It's very important to use kindness when speaking with people on the issue. As we discussed yesterday, we must remember that with 53 million abortions since 1973, we are most likely talking to someone whose life has been directly affected by abortion. Perhaps they had one. Maybe their mother did. Maybe they paid for one or advocated an abortion decision. Regardless, they have an investment in being right. To admit that they have been wrong about abortion is to acknowledge that they had a hand in ending the life of a living human being. Often, the only thing someone may know about the issue is that Roe v. Wade had something to do with abortion and that it should be a woman's choice. It's not uncommon to come across those who refuse to believe you when you explain that abortion is legal through all 9 months of pregnancy. And why would they? It's horrific to imagine a 9-month-old baby legally killed. And it's horrific that this is the reality we find ourselves in. It's why we fight day in and day out for the protection of these smallest members of the human family. The more people are educated, the more they work against abortion on demand, the more pro-life they become. It's why the other side so incessantly spouts nonsensical rhetoric. It's all they have. They don't have facts, medical evidence, or even educated public opinion on their side. They have slogans. One Right to Life Fairbooth volunteer told me a story about how a little girl ran up to the booth to look at the fetal models, excitedly pointing out to her mother, "Look, Mommy, a baby!" The mother was visibly uncomfortable and spoke with a waver as she looked at her daughter and commented, "Yes, honey, a fetus." The truth comes down to the fact that many people don't want to be educated on the issue. They know that if they were to acknowledge the truth, they would be responsible for the truth. Once you know that babies are being slaughtered in the womb by the thousands each day, you cannot sit idly by and do nothing. You cannot be content with the status quo when it involves seeing your society tumble ever faster into darkness as we sacrifice our children in the name of choice. It's a huge responsibility. It means standing up, selflessly, for those you will never meet, simply because it is the right thing to do. Many in our culture do not want this responsibility. They don't want to know the truth because they know it must be followed by action. Admitting you were wrong when millions of lives were on the line is not an easy burden to bear, especially if they were involved in an abortion themselves. I wonder if that woman at the fair with her daughter, so quick to correct her little girl's language, as if saying fetus somehow changed the reality of what she was seeing, was post-abortive, or related to an aborted child. If in the brief seconds her daughter was there at the booth, she considered a life she knew, a life she could have held that had been snuffed out. It's not easy to be responsible. Our culture has long held that it is fashionable and acceptable to be pro-choice. Few want to acknowledge exactly what they're pro. Pro-choice is pro-killing an unborn child for any reason at any stage of pregnancy. And as pro-lifers, it is our job to educate. When we do, we will see a change in our culture as unborn children are welcomed in life and protected in law. For fact sheets and resources so you can educate your family, neighbors, and friends, go to our website at www.prolifeperspective.com. And if you have comments or questions or even ideas for the show, please email me at carol@prolifeperspective.com.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.